On November 19, 1863, Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address. 7,000 lives had been lost in one battle, and the Civil War would go on. Yet on that day, President Lincoln shared his faith in the future by linking the losses there to what took place 47 years ago at the signing of our Declaration of Independence. In dedicating the battlefield to the fallen, the president called for a new birth of freedom by invoking what the soldiers' sacrifices had been for, upholding the vision of America's founding fathers. Our forefathers' vision, Lincoln said, was the vision of a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. It was a vision of self-governing citizens, united in recognizing that everyone possesses equal rights. Patriots at Gettysburg fought and died for that principle, as had so many before, as have so many since. Yet the work, Lincoln said, remained unfinished. I believe that in calling for a new birth of freedom, he was urging future generations to honor the memory of American patriots by renewing our dedication to self-government, equal rights, and equal opportunity. I also believe that America today still upholds that founding vision of our country's future. A future, quoting Lincoln, in which government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. I see that vision being upheld for the bilingual children I tutor through stories they tell about parents still learning English. Yet it's clear those parents are steadfast in schooling their kids about what it means to be an American citizen. It means you honor the right you have to vote, 12-year-old Jorge told me his father said to him, adding, it is a privilege that is hard to earn. His father's proudest moment, he said, was reciting the Pledge of Allegiance the day he became an American citizen. Not only do parents like Jorge's father teach civic virtues to their children, in America today, immigrants proud of earning their citizenship remind those of us who were born citizens that the rights we possess should be cherished as distinctions bestowed upon us, hard won by the country's founding generation, then repeatedly defended by generations up to ours. Citizens like Jorge's father prove that our forefathers' vision of government of the people and by the people is alive and well in the hearts of our fellow Americans. My own grandmother is an example of how citizens today ensure that our government remains for the people. Now 82 years old, in her youth, my grandmother put herself through college and law school. Then, in the 1970s, she took on an anti-discrimination case by herself after established law firms had turned it down. In the case, my grandmother represented the first woman ever hired as athletic director of a public university who had been discriminated against by an official and dismissed from her position. The successful outcome established a Title IX precedent that is cited in federal courts to this day, upholding the principle that the same opportunities should be available to all people, men and women, of all races and creeds. I find it inspiring that someone I love played a part in renewing our forefathers' vision that we are created equal. I recently spoke with my grandmother about the case as I pondered the VFW's question. Typically modest, she said to downplay her contribution and to describe the bravery of the woman she had represented. Or, better still, she said, fold her case into the story of women long ago who fought for the 19th Amendment, and women today who defend gender equality. It's part of the same story. Listening to my grandmother, I realized that my generation can sustain our forefathers' vision so long as we see ourselves as part of America's ongoing story. A story of equality, promised and attained. To take our part in that story, we must honor those who have risked much to deliver us to this point in time, as President Lincoln honored the fallen at Gettysburg. To take our part, we must respect immigrants who strive to provide a better life for their children, as parents like Jorge's father do each and every day. To take our part, we must acknowledge that the enjoyment of equal freedoms confers a responsibility to obey and defend the rule of law, which is equality's guarantee. Taking part in these ways, we shall continue to renew our forefathers' vision of American democracy.